Today we issued a release announcing cycle two funding of our TACA resiliency grants to 37 local arts organizations, roughly to the tune of $235,500. So there will be three of these cycles. We did the first one during Q4 of last year, and we'll do another one as we approach summer. So happy to be able to get another round of distribution out to the arts.
Now, this, you mentioned there are 37 this time. That's an increase from the last time around, correct?
It is. And we had, it's interesting. So we had, I think we were had over about 50 applicants and funded 37 of those. But we are seeing an upward trend in organizations that are applying for funding. So it's going to be interesting to see what type of programming is coming forth from all of them, because everyone has been flexible and nimble and presenting programming during the lengthy ongoing process of the pandemic. So we're concerned, but very optimistic at the same time.
This is and has been a very strange and tense time for our arts organizations of all kinds. Here we are as we start the month of March. It's been a year, basically, since the pandemic and the shutdowns began. What's the state of the arts from TACA's perspective?
Well, it's interesting. We TACA's last major event that we did was a year ago. So we're coming up on, as you pointed out, a year. We were the last organization to hold a large-scale event before Dallas County shut down the city last year. So over the course of that time, the good thing is more importantly what we haven't seen. So we have not seen any closures. So with the loss of revenue, the last survey that we did with our partners in Dallas, we were at $95 million in losses from revenue, and over a thousand lost jobs, whether layoff or furloughed. So that's the good side of it, is that despite the challenge and the adverse impact that the pandemic has had on the arts, we have yet to see come across our sandbox any closures. So what we're looking at moving forward is simply that. So how are organizations moving forward? And I will say the bulk of them are doing very well at adapting how they're delivering programming and content to the general public. A lot of virtual programming, obviously. There's been a few organizations that have come back with limited capacity in-person programming, and I think we'll see a lot more of both of those as the pandemic continues, because even with the vaccines being out on the market, there's just not enough data or modeling to tell us, organizations will be able to go back to full capacity in this year. We just don't know that. So so the upside is that there's been no closures, and the I think what we're watching and predicting is a more robust, comprehensive initiative on all organizations that are using virtual programming to deliver their content. It's been remarkable to see where we all started, because everyone just kind of panicked and started saying, well, we've got to deliver content virtually. So you've seen this very healthy, robust trajectory forward from, okay, let's figure out what this is going to look like, to where now they've got it down to a pretty good clip of how to deliver that content, how to monetize that content even better, because it was one thing for these organizations to figure out how to produce virtual and digital programming, and then the bigger lift on that was, how do you monetize? How do you get people to give you money when they're not sitting in the theater or a performance hall? So, those long answer to your question, but the bulk of what we're watching is the mission statements of these organizations and their programming moving forward. So, knock on wood, hopefully we won't see any closures, because everyone has just been so nimble and flexible.
It's interesting. The initiative uses the word resiliency, the one that you launched last summer. And and from what you've said, most of the arts groups that you've been dealing with have been very resilient. Broaden the scope a little bit. TACA is mostly focused on Dallas, some in Collin County, that sort of thing. Generally speaking, in North Texas, what's the state of the arts as we start this second year of where are we and what's going on?
So where we are, if you look at the survey that we did, where I referenced the $95 million in lost revenue, that strictly is counting 501c3 arts organizations within Dallas County. So, to your point, if you had Collin County, if you had Tarrant County, the numbers even uptick even more. So, collectively, what we're seeing across the region of North Texas is this resiliency. But no one, Mitch, is anticipating that lost revenue is coming back. Mm. That's just money out the door that organizations will never see again, sadly. So, and that's the same story when you look at Collin County, when you look at Tarrant County. Fort Worth is obviously has been hit just as hard in the arts as Dallas has. So, and I'm not sure if Tarrant County has seen any organizations that have closed. We do know that Texas Ballet Theater, which is also one of TACA's grantees that does programming in Dallas and Fort Worth, had a huge loss to their facility in Fort Worth due to the recent cold snap. But so what we're watching for from TACA's perspective is how are the organizations safely moving forward to present their content and their programming? How can we promote that? So we do a lot of promotions within our own marketing arm to help support and push out information on what our grantees are doing. And basically supporting those initiatives to make sure that they have what they need. So our normal grant process is annual. So our last March, about this time, we announced our annual general grant to our arts organizations that we fund. So, and typically that's all we do. Then COVID, slapped us all in the face. And so we did the emergency fund, which I know you and I have chatted about that before, and then we created the resiliency initiative.
Right.
Because aid was there. We cannot go back, nor will TACA go back to an annual distribution model. We will, once we're even on the other side of COVID, the days of us only doing an annual distribution are gone. So we'll be doing two general arts funding distribution cycles, as well as our pop-up grants and some other initiatives that we have going on. So so the landscape still, none of us has a crystal ball. So I can't say within, Q4 of this year, we'll be on the other side of this. I don't believe we will, but I do believe you'll see an uptick in limited capacity programming because the organizations cannot sustain another 12 months of not doing anything. So then I think we'll start to see some lights going off. But we're optimistic. We think that, as these vaccines roll out, it won't be again back up to full speed. But it will allow enough runway for arts organizations to take advantage, especially with summer coming on, to take advantage of outdoor venue spaces to where they can produce and put on programming. And as you know, the Dallas Symphony was the first symphony orchestra in the country to resume limited capacity in-person programming.
Right.
And that's going well for them. So we're seeing the needle move in the right direction. I would just caution people not to expect normalcy as we knew it before, because we're a ways from that.
If there are arts groups listening to this that have not taken part in the TACA Resiliency Initiative, how can they get information about it?
It's on our website under the TACA Resiliency Initiative with the eligibility requirements. And everything they would need to know for the next cycle, which is coming up. I think those applications will go out late March, early April. Organizations do have to have been a TACA recipient either in the 2018, 19, or 20 calendar years to be eligible for the funding. And those that aren't, so there are organizations who are not and the normal grant cycles that can also be nominated for our pop-up grants, which doesn't require an application at all. It's okay. That's more designed for short-term programming. But all the information is on our website. And then, of course, we're here to answer any questions directly. So,
and that website is?
It is taca-arts.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.